DW.
Ah, the night train. The views, the romance, the charmingly cramped sleeping quarters.
I don't know about you, but I'm quite excited about this.
Chris Adams is a Berlin-based sustainable web consultant who has been taking night trains across Europe for more than 10 years.
Because I do everything I can to avoid flying, if I'm going to travel around Europe, then I'll almost always travel by train.
Chris says he doesn't mind the longer journeys if it means he can reduce his carbon footprint.
So for me, flying is probably the single most impactful activity I can do as an individual, and I'm aware of the science. And yeah, trains are cool as well.
So tonight, I'm traveling with Chris. The journey, Paris to Barcelona, where he's visiting his girlfriend.
We are currently in a six-berth carriage.
We hop on board at Paris's Austerlitz station to find our sleeping compartment. Six bunk beds, three stacked on each side. Travelers are also given a sleeper pack, containing a water bottle, tissues, and, just in case, earplugs.
You can't be sure that everyone else does not snore. So it's a very good idea to have some kind of earplugs.
My one-way train ticket on this 13-hour ride cost 155 euros. The same two-hour direct flight would have cost only 75 euros.
It's not a level playing field.
That's Mark Smith, founder of the website Seat 61, dedicated to all things train travel around the world.
The airlines don't pay any fuel duty on their aviation fuel, which can make up to 30%, I believe, of an airline's cost. So it's a massive hidden subsidy.
A recent survey from the group Interrail found that 71% of its travellers said the lower carbon footprint of trains had influenced their decision to buy a rail pass. In France, a petition to revive a number of the country's night train services recently garnered more than 150,000 signatures.
We advocate for a 1 billion euro plan for night trains in France.
That's Nicolas Florian, a 25-year-old behind Oui au train de nuit, or Yes to the Night Train, the collective that started the petition. He says the collective has been in talks with the French government to create 15 night train lines between France and neighboring countries.
This would help to save 1.5 million tons CO2 per year. And this could be financed by a tax on plane tickets.
Switzerland and the Netherlands are also looking into expanding their rail networks.
Señores viajeros, próxima estación, Barcelona Sants.
After a transfer in Toulouse and a three-hour high-speed TGV train, Chris Adams and I have finally made it to Barcelona.
Here's Chris. Made it.
So, let's assess the damage for this journey. How did our carbon footprint fare?
All right, doing a search now. Find times and prices. So if we go by plane, it would have been 80 kilos. By train, it's 12 kilos. So that's an 80% saving.
Not bad. But until those savings start hitting my wallet too, I'll unfortunately have to be flying home. For DW, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Barcelona.
DW.